George Soros gives another $500,000 to help Gavin Newsom fight California recall, total $1 million. By Joel B. Polak on September 1, 2021. Billionaire left-wing donor George Soros has given another $500,000 to Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom's campaign to stop the California recall, bringing his total contribution to the effort to $1 million, making him one of Newsom's top backers. The California Secretary of State's office reports three separate large contributions by Soros: a $250,000 donation in June to a committee called Stop the Republican Recall of Gavin Newsom, another $250,000 donation in early August, and the most recent donation of $500,000 before the end of August. The Hill reports that major Democratic donors, including unions, are pouring cash into the battle to keep Newsom in office, as he faces an increasingly strong challenge from conservative talk radio host Larry Elder, who leads polls to replace him. Reports filed with the California Secretary of State's office show that the Democratic Governors Association has given Newsom's committee $5 million since the beginning of August, including another $1 million infusion on Tuesday. At the same time, unions that wield enormous power in California politics have contributed almost as much, from the State Conference of Carpenters to the Service Employees International Union and the International Association of Firefighters. Native American tribes have contributed $1 million in recent weeks. Newsom's top donor remains Netflix co-CEO Reed Hastings. The top individual donor is Republican businessman John Cox, who has given nearly $9 million to his own campaign. Under California law, incumbents are not subject to the same campaign finance restrictions as challengers in a recall. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.